Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of OEM TV. My name is Gavin Bowman. I'm a technical evangelist for Microsoft, and I'm joined here today with Jeff Gager from Asus. He's in technical marketing. Am I right on that, Jeff?
Yeah, that's correct.
Awesome, awesome. Well, welcome to the show. Jeff doesn't know this. You're about to find this out right now. I am a huge Asus fan. Back in college, I was a student brand manager for Asus. My first gaming laptop was an old school G55, and I loved that sucker. Yeah, I rode it till it couldn't ride anymore, which was a long time. Right now, it's still doing things for me. So we're not here to talk about my old and decrepit machine anymore, though. We're here to talk about some new things you guys have down the pipe. The G752 gaming laptop, which is, from what I'm seeing, nothing short of amazing. So do you want to hit us with some key points?
Yeah, I mean, it's for this one, we set out to kind of make the ultimate gaming laptop, and that, you know, it affects a lot of different things with the system. It's not just having the fastest graphics chips and the fastest CPU. You got to have to take everything into account, and that's what we try to do here. But graphics is really the most important thing for gaming, especially if you're concerned with performance. We put a lot of effort into that. So for this, we're using NVIDIA's GM204 chip. It's basically the same silicon that you'll get in a desktop GeForce GTX 970 or 980 graphics cards. We managed to squeeze that into a desktop replacement notebook. So it's a lot of power for basically any game you want to play. You can run the latest games at a 1080p resolution with all the details turned up and get really smooth frame rates. From that aspect, we've really put a lot of effort into this. But it's not just about having a good GPU. We also wanted to make sure you have that smoothness translate into the display itself. And that's why we employ G-Sync technology on the display for this. And I don't know if you're familiar with G-Sync, but it's an NVIDIA technology that synchronizes the refresh rate of the display with the frame rate of the GPU. And what that basically translates to is a lower input lag for Twitch gaming. It also reduces stuttering, which makes the gameplay feel a lot smoother, and it eliminates tearing, which is those sort of visually distracting tears in the image that you get that can interrupt your sense of immersion. So it's about sort of tightly coupling the GPU and screen together to give you a gaming experience that actually does feel smoother than if you're using a non-G-Sync display.
Definitely, definitely. Now, this is relatively new in a laptop form factor, right? G-Sync hasn't always been... it's been a pipe dream for a lot of laptop gamers. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, I mean, it's even a relatively new technology on the desktop. It only really started coming out last year. We had it on our G751 laptop, which was the predecessor to the G752. And we've continued to roll it out across the board on the G752. And here we've actually done a little bit extra as well. And the screen goes to a higher refresh rate than is normal for a laptop LCD or even a desktop. Most of them top out at 60 hertz, which effectively limits the frame rate that you can see to 60 frames per second. But on the G752, we go all the way up to 75 hertz. So that basically increases the number of frames that the screen is capable of showing you. It's not really much good having, 100 frames per second if the display only does 60, right? So this gives you a little bit extra headroom for the graphics chip to pump out more frames and actually to have that make a difference when you're playing games.
I love it. I love it. So we pretty much established that this is a monster of a laptop in terms of just graphical power. And I can see that there are a bunch of different configurations you can have. So where does it start? It looks like a 965M up to a 980.
Yeah, we can go up to a 980 with 4 gigs of video memory, which is loads. We also tried to balance things as well with this. You see a lot of laptops with 4K screens. We do have some 4K screen options on our laptops. But the sweet spot for this one is really the 1080p display. We've got a 17-inch screen, which 1080p that size is actually a pretty good pixel density. The individual pixels are basically invisible to a normal viewing distance. So it's a high resolution from that aspect, but it's not so high of a resolution that you have to start turning down graphical details in order to get a smooth frame rate. So we tried to sort of strike the right balance between having enough detail for the visuals, but not so much detail that you need, an SLI configuration in order to get 60 FPS in your favorite games.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, that makes perfect sense, right? Gaming at 4K sounds nice until you have to turn off anti-aliasing.
Yeah, the reality of 4K gaming is a little bit more complicated these days.
Definitely see that. So so yeah, graphically it's amazing. I'm totally with you on that. I'll also throw out there that while graphical, you know, horsepower is great, a huge concern for mobile gamers, people gaming on laptops, is things like heat and battery life, right? So how does the G752 perform in those areas?
Heat isn't a problem at all. We've actually got a really neat cooling system on this. We have separate coolers for the CPU and GPU with heat pipes and blowers that exhaust hot air out the back, so you're not going to have a fan blowing hot air onto your mousing hand while you're in the middle of playing games. It's actually reasonably quiet as well, and we've got a special dust conduit in the blowers to actually help keep dust out of the system. So from a cooling perspective, we're set. From a gaming perspective, you know, it's a high-end gaming laptop. You can get about 4 hours of battery life with it, but if you're going to be playing games seriously and turning the details up, you probably want to have this plugged into a wall. It's more of a portable gaming machine than it is something that you're going to spend, you know, get a full day's worth of battery life out of. The hardware on the inside is just too powerful for the battery that's in it, basically, to deliver that full day that I think you get that from an Ultrabook, but on a desktop replacement notebook like this, you know, a few hours is about all you're going to get.
Understood. And I think most gamers understand that that's the trade-off you make, right? You know, you trade, you know, power for, you know, things like having to plug into a wall outlet.
If you want to just, you know, surf the web or, you know, watch movies, battery life is much better than that. But once you spool up the GPU in this thing, it's pretty demanding. But, you know, most LAN parties have wall outlets. You know, I've even been on some flights where they've had a full 3-socket plug on there. So there's no shortage of places where you can take this and plug it in.
Right. And yeah, the typical gamer situation, right, seems that, you know, I'd be plugging into a wall, right? I'd also want my mouse out and things like that. So I'd probably have a table, an outlet, you know, not going to be gaming on a couch with a, well, I might be gaming on a couch with a wall outlet there. I personally don't think it's comfortable, but, you know, whatever. Great. So next up, so, you know, we've established that you guys have got 1080p gaming, which is awesome. Heat's not a factor, which is just a godsend for pretty much any mobile gamer. So your screen, we talked about 1080p being we talked about 1080p being the sweet spot for, you know, high-end gaming. But in terms of viewing angles and viewing distance and things of that nature, is this an IPS screen? Can I look at it, you know, at a really awkward angle, like laying down on my bed or upside down even? Like, how does that work?
Yes, it is IPS. I mean, that's kind of the holy grail for monitors is IPS. What that does is it prevents the colors from washing out when you're looking at it from off angles, which, you know, it's your example there. If you want to be, you know, watching a movie in bed, or, you know, if you want to play, you know, split screen Rocket League with a bunch of people crowded around the display, you're not going to get the people who are on the periphery getting a worse view of the screen than people on the inside. And we also have a matte coating on the screen as well, so you're not going to get reflections from the environment around
no
you
glares.
Disrupting your game. Yeah, I hate when I'm using a laptop and I'm basically just looking at a reflection of myself. So none of that with this display.
Awesome. You mean like what I'm doing right now, right? I see more of me than I see of you. And I won't tell you what machine I have because it'll just make me sad. sweet. That's great to know. And next up, and this is for the viewers, obviously, but more for me, memory. Solid state is here, right? And we've gone even past solid state now. Well, it is solid state, but, you know, the connectors are different, right? M2 drives. Do you guys have M2 drives on the G752? Can I purchase a pre-configured model, or would I have to worry about upgrading later, or how does that work?
We've actually got a bunch of different options here. So there are two M.2 slots in the system itself. Each one of them has a PCI Express 3.0 x4 connection, which is basically as fast as M.2 drives get. So we do have some configurations where one of those is preloaded. We also have some configurations where they're both empty and we just run a standard mechanical hard drive, just a standard 2.5-inch drive. And the nice thing about the system is there's a removable panel in the back, just a single Phillips screw holds it in. So you can actually gain access to those M.2 bays. And if you don't have one in the system pre-configured, you can add one yourself, or you can add a second drive if you've already got one. And we've also got a UEFI update coming out in the next few weeks that'll allow you to do RAID 0 if you have two M.2 drives in there as well. So if you want to go all out with a really fast storage configuration, this machine supports it.
Sweet, sweet. Server ready. That's awesome. Great. So question about that. You said, you know, I can really easily remove the panel to add in whatever storage I want. Does that void the warranty?
No, it doesn't, actually. You can put different memory and storage, because we also have the SODIMM slots are accessible as well if you want to add memory.
Sweet.
And the 2.5-inch hard drive bay as well. So if you wanted to add a larger hard drive or even a 2.5-inch SATA SSD, you can do that. The only thing about the warranty is if you return the machine for servicing, you just have to restore the original hardware into the machine before you send it back. And if you haven't done any damage to the machine, then it's still covered under warranty.
Understood. That's, I can make that happen. I can be okay with that. Sweet, sweet. And I see that you guys also have USB-C. And Thunderbolt connection. So all my options for display and the future that is USB-C are taken care of, right?
Yeah, I love Type-C USB. It's great. We've got the single port that's a reversible connector for both USB Type-C and Thunderbolt. So basically whatever kind of external device you want to connect. Plus we've got the usual assortment of, you know, USB 3.0 ports and, you know, gigabit Ethernet, 802.11 AC Wi-Fi. Basically all of the toys are on this laptop. We just crammed it all in there. You even have an optical drive. I know a lot of people don't use those anymore, but you know, every so often you run into a case where you need an optical disc for something. Usually it's not for games anymore, but we've included one of those in the system as well.
Awesome, awesome. That's great to hear. It feels like I have got, you know, picking up this machine gives me all the options in the world. I see, like you said, there's plenty of different options to choose from, and the price points look really competitive with what else is out there on the market in terms of high-end gaming machines. So can we speak on that a little bit? Oh, before we do that, RAM. How much RAM does this support? We talked about the SODIMM slots and that it's there. How much can I shove into it?
64 gigs, which is more than most people have in their desktop systems. Four slots. What we've done actually in most of the models is only occupied two of those slots as well, so it's really easy to add memory to the system as well. We have a 32 gig configuration that has two 16 gig SODIMMs in there already. So if you wanted to go up to 64, you can get that machine and then just add two more DIMMs. So we tried to give capacity for a lot of memory, but then also make it easy for people to actually reach that maximum if they want to do so themselves.
Sweet, sweet. That's good to hear. Oh, I love that. 64 gigs is amazing. I wouldn't know what to do with it all, but it's there and I can use it and it's perfect. And last question I'm going to ask you about this system before we move on to the G11, the desktop. In a world where I am a mobile gamer and I don't have access to my mechanical keyboard everywhere I go, right? I know that ghosting is probably the bane of any mobile gamer's existence. How do you guys address that? Do you guys address it?
Yes. So I actually quite like the keyboard in here. I'm a writer sort of originally, so I'm really picky about keyboards.
Okay.
The one we have on this machine is really good. It's got anti-ghosting up to 30 keys, so more than you have fingers, basically. You can mash as many keys as you want. We've also got long travel keys, so it gives you a more solid feel than you'll typically find in a laptop keyboard. And they're also backlit, which makes it really easy if you're playing in the dark. Top of that, we also have some macro recording functionality built in. So if you want to record key combinations for special moves,
of course I do.
Put that right into the keyboard. And we even have a dedicated button for broadcasting and recording with XSplit Gamecaster, which we include with the laptop as well. So we basically tried to put as many of the things as you'll get in a separate gaming keyboard integrated into the keyboard itself.
Awesome, awesome. So it seems like I can't find anything wrong with it, and I've been prodding, so that's good to hear, good to know. FYI, everyone who's watching, this may be Gavin's next machine. unless we find something redeemable in the G11 gaming desktop, which is what we're about to talk about right now, literally the worst segue ever, but whatever. Cool. So let's talk about that, the G11 gaming desktop. Now, you guys market it pretty much as the no-nonsense mid-tower gaming desktop. It's for, you know, it's got options for anything. If I wanted to go all out, I can. If I'm gaming on a budget, maybe I'm a student living in my dorm and surviving off of ramen noodles, I can do that as well. So let's talk about that a little bit. What are you guys running on it, and how are you guys able to make it, you know, both, you know, hardcore awesome and budget conscious?
You know, we really focused on the components for this one. So we have configurations that start at $849 for the base model all the way over $2,000. And basically what we do is we just sort of change the parts on the inside and try to give you as much bang for your buck on the CPU, the graphics, and things like storage and memory. We're also working closely with Oculus. We're going to have coming up a couple of special configurations that are going to be bundled with the Rift headset and are part of their Oculus Ready program. So if you're looking to get into VR, we will have special versions in the scene, versions of the machine specifically for that. But the key for this machine was really performance for us. So we've got the latest hardware in it. It's got Intel 6th generation Skylake processors. We started a Core i5, so even the base model gives you a quad-core CPU, and then the higher-end models have an i7 with hyper-threading, which is kind of like virtual 8 cores. We've got DDR4 memory up and down the lineup. There's really no low-end configuration with this system. Even the base model can handle, you know, the latest games with the details turned up at something like 1080p resolution. Part of that is the graphics side of things. The base model, we've got a GeForce GTX 960 in there. We also have models with a 970 and a 980. Those two are they meet Oculus's minimum requirements. So if you are looking to get a VR-ready system today and can't wait for the special version that we have coming out, then you know, anything with a 970 or 980 meets the minimum specification for the Rift. And the nice thing about these is all the GPUs that we've got and the systems we're selling in North America support G-Sync. So you can pair those with the gaming monitors we have, the ROG Swift series, and that'll give you that same synchronization between the GPU and the screen that you get on the G752 laptop. And with the desktop monitors, we go to even higher refresh rates. And we've got one that goes up to 165 hertz. So that's if you want to get to sort of the next level of gaming smoothness, this machine will help you get there.
Epic. That sounds amazing. The Swift monitor series are amazing. I'm not going to talk about that. That's not what this is about, but they're awesome, guys. Go check it out. Really cool, really cool. And you guys support Shadow Play, which is NVIDIA's sort of feature that comes with their graphics cards.
Yeah, this is actually one of my favorite features in general in the last few years about taking the gaming experience and kind of expanding that into other areas. So this is basically software that comes pre-installed on the system. One of the things that it does is it automatically optimizes all of your game settings to give you that best balance of image quality and performance. So you don't have to spend hours changing individual, you know, shadow details and things like that to figure out where you can get the best frame rate and image quality. It also has something called Shadow Play, which lets you really easily record and broadcast your gameplay sessions. So you can use it sort of like an in-game DVR, or you can broadcast live to a Twitch audience. So it helps you sort of share all the cool stuff that you've done in games that no one would believe you if you told them. You can now have an easy recording and say, look, here, you know, here it is, you know, upload it to YouTube or make a GIF out of it or something.
Awesome. Yeah. So we just talked about Shadow Play and how awesome that was and how it needs to be a feature. The next thing up, you guys have really interesting secondary storage configurations for the G11. I'm seeing hybrid drives, which allow me to either boot up with solid state and then have all that, you know, spinning disk hard drive for all the storage I need in the world, as well as having solid state just, you know, as secondary drives just to pull games from or whatever other apps I'm running really quickly. So you want to talk about that for me a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, this is another part of our sort of, we want to have a balanced configuration. So you don't want to put all your money in a fast GPU and CPU and then have a slow load time in your game because you just have a mechanical hard drive. So we have, even on the low-end systems, hybrid drives, which is basically a solid-state cache attached to your hard drive that caches basically the data that you use the most frequently. So if you're playing a specific game a lot, it'll intelligently pull data from that part of the hard drive so that it's ready on the sort of mini SSD when you need it. And then on the higher end configs, we've got a separate SSD and a separate hard drive, and that just lets you organize your data and your apps and games and anything you want to have quick access to on the SSD. And then things like media archives, downloads, backups, basically the stuff that you don't need to access quickly can then be put on a separate mechanical hard drive, which has a lot more storage at a lower price. So it's basically kind of a best of both worlds configuration. And on the SSD side, we even have a couple of layers of options. Some of our systems have 2.5-inch SSDs, which, great performance, great system responsiveness and, sort of day-to-day usability performance. But then the top model, we have a PCI Express x4 M.2 SSD, which is basically the fastest drive that you can get around. It's not available in the U.S. just yet, but it is coming out. And this is the same class of drive that we've got in the G752. So if you want to have really fast transfer rates, if you move a lot of files around, this won't actually get you faster game load times, at least in the games that I've seen. But people who deal with a lot of data, the extra performance can make a difference for them. So that's why we put it in that top model.
It makes perfect sense. Especially for, think that gaming machines are great for gaming, obviously. But, many of us work. we have jobs and tasks to accomplish, right? So having fast data transfer rates is never a bad thing. Sweet. So all that's great. Like I love, the processor configurations, which you guys have for the GPUs, the options for secondary storage are amazing. Now for the show-off part, right? You guys have a really, really gorgeous looking chassis. And I noticed lights, right? But, when I saw the little promo picture, I only saw lights in one color. And I'm a big fan of green. And I know that, Asus loves red, and that's all cute. You guys, are there any other options for colors? Can I get colored accessories? How does that work?
It's actually dual lighting zones on the case. We have some lighting on the front that's red. That's kind of the red and black is kind of a color scheme that we really popularized in gaming, and we've mostly stuck with that. It's what a lot of people want. But we do know that, some people have other favorite colors, or they maybe have other accessories that they want to match with, so they want to be able to match a color with whatever their mouse or their keyboard backlighting is. So we've actually got the RGB light bar in the front can display up to 8 million different colors, and you can have those as either just sort of a steady glow or a pulsing heartbeat. So you can pick one that, matches whatever your decor is or whatever your favorite color is. And we've got separate controls for that lighting section and then the red LEDs on the front. So if you wanted to have one at a different brightness or, turn one of them off, we give you sort of control to customize the system as you want for that. And RGB LEDs they're a big thing in gaming now. Everything seems to have them. So we're basically rolling them out across as many products as we can. And at the same time, trying to give people control over them so that they can actually customize their machines and not just go with whatever pre-programmed profiles are included.
Epic. Yes, I will agree with your statement that our LEDs are everything in life and more. I want LEDs on everything that I purchase now. I don't know, LED webcam, make it happen. I don't know. Whatever I want, I should be able to get it and just make my entire apartment glow green. Like I like the pulsing option, right? It should look like it's breathing. That's great. Next thing I'm going to ask you about is a little, I don't want to call it a niche problem because it's totally not. I feel like everyone suffers with this port placement. Like I don't want to have to monkey behind my desktop every time I want to plug in a flash drive, right? You'd be surprised at how many machines have that issue. So what do you guys have going on with your ports?
So we actually put a lot of ports right up front where they're easily accessible. So we've got audio jacks if you want to plug in a headset. We've also got four USB ports. One of those ports is a fast charging port as well. So if you want to plug in a smartphone, have it charge more quickly. We've also got a media card reader right in the front panel as well, which is great if you have a DSLR camera and want to quickly pull pictures off of that. We've also got an optical drive up in front for those people who need those rare cases where you need an optical disc, or if you want to watch Blu-ray movies, Blu-ray is an option on some of the higher-end builds. And then at the back, we've got some additional connectivity, including USB 3.1, which gives you basically double the speed of USB 3.0. There aren't actually a lot of drives that can take advantage of that yet, but we wanted to make the system as future-proof as possible. And that rolls out with even the networking as well. We've got 802.11 AC integrated, and then, of course, gigabit Ethernet if you want a hardwired connection.
Epic. So this thing seems like it has everything like anyone could want. This is rare. I'm speechless. I have nothing else to ask you, Jeff. I want this machine. I'm just gonna, you know, I'll get them both. Highest configuration. I'm just gonna have to take out a mortgage. We'll make it happen. Well, thank you so much. And I would assume, I think this is it. I think this is the end of the episode. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. Come back for the next episode of OEM TV. My name, again, is Gavin Bowman from Microsoft, and this is Jeff Gazier from Asus. Bye-bye now.